Shir number 29, we're continuing in Perek Gimel and Chayvos HaLevavos, as he is going through again the seven tnoim that's necessary to be a Beiteach, that is all part of the first prerequisite, the first Hakdama in Bitachin, and we're up to Hatznai Hasheni. What's the second tnai? What was the second condition for someone to be Beiteach on someone else? Shiloi Nelam Mehabari Yisparach Ezedvarim Heim Letayelis Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what is good and what is beneficial for a person. Says the Chayvos HaLevavos, logically, a person has to know that. Why? Man is one of the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's one of Hashem's inventions. We're like a machine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invented. A person creates something. A person manufactures something. A person invents something. He's the one who made it. He's going to be the one who knows how to fix it. And he's going to be the one to know what will ruin it. What things are not beneficial for that thing? What will cause it to be ill? What will cause it to be healed? And that's something that is created by people, created by a person. People don't create yesh me'ayin. They don't create things from nothing. They take things that are already here and they put them together in a tzura zmanis, in a temporary type of form, because they've put all these existing pieces together. So they're not really mechadish anything. And even so, those people have not really created, they put pieces together, and yet they know what's best for it. They know how to fix it, they know how to break it, because they're the one who created it. They're not creating anything new. They don't have the ability to create the materials to make this. And they can't create the essence. They could take elements, they could take materials, they could take ingredients, put them together. Hashem created our elements. He created the metzias of the person, what makes up the person, as surasi vesmivneu, his form and his build, veseder arkavasi, and how everything works together, yesh meayin, halachas kama vekama shubli sofek hachacham hayedeya is a dvarim moilim ladam. So much more so, without any doubt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who knows what's the best for the person. And what things damage the person. And this is a very important insight to remember, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best. Why? Because He's the Creator. I just had a conversation yesterday with someone. And this is something that has come up over the years, especially when I taught girls in Yavna Seminary. And a question has come in all different forms, but we'll take it in an extreme form. A girl once asked me, I want to learn Gemara. Could I learn Gemara? So I said, sure, no problem. Go learn Gemara. So she looked at me like incredulously, and she looked at me, she says, really? I said, yeah, I don't care what you do. You want to learn Gemara? Go on date. Go learn Gemara. So she couldn't figure out what I was saying. So I stopped for a moment and I said to her, if you're asking me my opinion, if it's beneficial for you to learn Gemara, that's a whole different conversation. You want to learn Gemara? That's your business. She walked away. She came back by the next break between periods. She goes, explain to me what you're talking about. And I explained as follows. Is there any difference between a man and a woman? Any difference? I mean, there are differences, physical differences, emotional differences. There's a lot of differences that a person could very clearly understand the difference between a man and a woman. Now, is it fair to say in the physical world that what's beneficial for a man or beneficial for a woman is not necessarily beneficial for the other? For example, there's different types of vitamins that a man and a woman take. Now, there's some things that are the same. There are some vitamins that are for everyone. But then there's specific vitamins. Why is that? Why didn't you say, well, if it works for her, why doesn't it work for me? If it works for him, why doesn't it work for me? The answer is, very simply, because they're not exactly the same. There's a different makeup. Physically, there's a different makeup. There's different deficiencies. There are different things that are necessary for the vitamins to work on in different people. Continuing. Two men, for example. One of them takes a certain type of pill, and the other one has a problem, goes to the doctor and says, you know, I have this problem. So he says, here's, I'm going to prescribe this medicine for you. So he'll tell him, but my friend is taking a different medicine. I want to take that medicine. He says, what do you mean you want to take that medicine? That medicine works for his problem. You need a medicine for your problem. But I want to take his medicine. But that's not your problem. But I don't understand. The doctor will turn to him and say, listen, you're not a doctor. You didn't study this. You don't understand why there's this problem and that problem, and this medicine works for that, and it's not so good for you because your other levels are wrong, all different types of things. But you trust the doctor because, or you put your trust in the doctor, that he sort of understands what's going on, and therefore that's why he's prescribing this thing. He's still only a doctor. And the same thing with the vitamins. We all understand that there's a difference. It's been proven. Do we understand why that is? It's not our business why. It's a fact. And therefore, this vitamin works for this one. And sometimes, one person's medicine will actually be detrimental to the other person. Not just help them. It'll be It'll be detrimental. And the same thing with vitamins. It could be detrimental if you take too much or the wrong vitamin. Why? Because we're different. And that difference, what makes one thing good for one, beneficial for one person, could actually be detrimental for the other person. The Rabbi Nisham created every person. He created persons with every person with a neshama. There's a difference between the neshamas, we'll take it very general, of a man and a woman. There's a difference between the two. The man needs his mitzvahs as the vitamins and the nourishment for his neshama, and the woman has her mitzvahs. Are there some mitzvahs that are the same? Yes, there are mitzvahs that are the same. Are there mitzvahs that the Torah patterned a lady from and they're optional? That means to say she will get something from it? Yes. But then there are certain things that the Torah said that if a woman will do this thing, that is not good for her neshama. It's not good for her. You want to know why? You want to know why it's not good for her? That's, you have to be the Rabbi Nisham to understand the makings of a neshama and why this vitamin, which is good and beneficial for a man, is actually detrimental for a woman. Chazal tell us. They, Beruach Kacham, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They understand Hashem gave them this understanding of what a person is and what a neshama is, and they've told us that. And we have to understand and trust that. That just like there's physical differences, there's spiritual differences as well. And therefore, what works for one may work for the other, may be beneficial for the other, or may be detrimental for the other. And in certain things, Chazal have told us, Hashem, like the Chayvus HaLevavus, the one who made us, the one who made us, and knows exactly what our manual is, and says, X, Y, and Z, that's beneficial for you. This, optional. This, no good. Why? That's the way we're made up. We're different. And therefore, it's not beneficial. And this applies, and this Yesod applies in numerous ways of understanding Yadus. It's not talking about being discriminatory towards one or towards the other. It's not talking about there's differences, and once there's differences, there's different needs. And just like we could understand the different needs on a physical platform, we have to understand that on a spiritual platform, there are different needs as well. Each person person has a different need. Each type of person, a man, a woman, a kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, there's all different types of people in Klal Yisrael where their neshamas need all different types of things in order for them to be the best they could be and to have the healthiest neshama. That doesn't mean to say another person is any less than them, chas v'shalom. Person may not need it. Sometimes it might be detrimental for them. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in this world. He created it. He's the one who understands every nuance. And that's what the Chayvas HaLevavos is telling us. Just like in this world we understand that you go back to the manufacturer to figure out what's making this work, what's making it not work, why is this good for it, why is it not good for it, why is this beneficial and this detrimental, while for the other thing that I have, it's the exact opposite. The same thing is with every person.